In 3 months' time, it's going to be compulsory for all care home staff in England to be vaccinated, though workers who can prove they're medically exempt are not going to be affected by that. The government have released an impact statement which describes the effect they believe this will have on care homes. It predicts 7% of care home workers, which is around 40,000 staff out of 570,000 working in care homes in England, will not take up the vaccine. So let's speak to some staff who work in care homes locally. Nazrin Saidi is the co-founder of Reach, who run care homes across Slough for adults with learning difficulties. Morning to you.
Good morning, Kirsty. How are you today?
I'm very good, thank you. How many are not vaccinated? How many staff where you are? Do you have that number?
Well, it's interesting. Our team, over 140, I think we got four haven't been vaccinated as yet. And I think everybody who's taken off the vaccination hasn't been as simple as that. But I think we did try our best to advise individuals. And I think I'm very pleased to say most taken. Now, I think the issue we have got, you know, is to bear that in mind. Some of the our wonderful team been with us for many years. And you know, and they all complied with this, but we have got some people, which is I think only four today, which they haven't been vaccinated, which we need to find the reasons for it and why. But majority done very well, yeah.
So is it what you're saying that of those four that are there, potentially they might leave because they can't meet that November deadline or they don't want to, or for whatever reason you might directly use people that have been with you for a long time?
We might lose them, yes, Kirsty. And I think the difficulty we have got at the sector, if these individuals, for example, based on a health issue, they can't have, where I have got no idea where we're standing with those ones. You know, if somebody been doing a wonderful work for many years, what do we do with those individuals? You know, I mean, I know it's not many, but still, every member of staff today is very valuable to us because, as you know, at the care sector, particularly in our field, because we deal with the individual with learning disability, who they can have autism, they can have a complex behavior issues and so on. Recruiting is a massive problem at the moment. And I really don't know what the future is going to be like now.
And will it, in terms of your residents, if everybody's vaccinated and they know that, will that make them feel safer or are they still out and about in other environments anyway?
Well, Kirsty, because we work with adults with learning disability, our individuals, the people that live in our services, they are out and about in the community. I think what's happening, they're trying to isolate the care sector to protect the vulnerable adult. Fantastic, no problem with that. But the problem is the individual living in our services, they don't live in isolation. Okay, they're out and about, they're in the community, they're engaged with the community on a daily basis. Once upon a time, as you know, everybody was living in a big institution, door was shut, and then out of town, out of sight. This was 40 years ago, so. But now the individuals are living in the community, they're actively involved in the community. I'll give you one example. This is very interesting. This has just happened about 10 days ago. We got a service which staff are 100% vaccinated, okay? And we got our residents 100% vaccinated. As you know, the family can visit now and take part in the loved one's activity, which is great. You know, I think that was really missing for most of young people living with us. The family takes the individual to a theme park. Fantastic. But the individual come back with the coronavirus, okay, and got a corona. Now, the impact on us is huge because now I've got, you know, few staff, they have to self-isolate it. We have to self-isolate this particular gentleman, which is very difficult because he's severely autistic and so on. But I'm trying to say that I definitely support the idea of a care sector. Anybody works with vulnerable people, doesn't matter, elderly, young, they should be vaccinated. But if the community services, whatever we go to, you know, it doesn't matter where we go to, like the park, like the cinema, like anything, if they are serving, you know, providing service to our young one, because they go out, they have to buy ticket, buy food, buy whatever, you know, easily get done. I mean,
yes,
that is just one example. It happened literally about a few days ago.
Got you. So it's not quite that simple where you are. Nazrin, thank you very much for painting that picture for us. That's Nazrin Saidi, co-founder of Reach. Their care homes across Slough for adults with learning difficulties.